Hi, Barney. Okay, are you still with us, Linda?
Yes. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Shannon.
I just want you girls to know that I'm out by the pool, sitting having a cup of coffee, and it's 81 degrees in Tampa, and not even humid, and a little cloudy. And so just rack your brains for how you're doing in that heat down there, because we're like 50 degrees cooler in Tampa Bay. Like heaven up here. Just like heaven. It's like you're in Hawaii. So great.
You're horrible, Bernie. Terrible.
I know. I researched this state before I moved in, and I took the cool spot with no hurricanes. Thank you. So I miss the East Coast because I love the beaches and the, you know, you guys got that, all that, so.
So, looks like I'm going to be able to make it to the August. I'm excited about that.
Well, you're coming to just one of the most sensational ones we do in the year. You're going to get a little more because you're choosing August. Part of it's there's something when CEOs come and bring their children, and their children are going to our teen class. I can't explain it, but there's just a more openness because it's all family there together and spouses, and it just makes a faster track. Everybody comes together in a kind of, you become family with all these guys that have a lot of money and influence and contacts, and everybody helps everybody. It's really amazing.
That's awesome. I know I'm excited. I know the possibilities.
Well, tell me what you're doing in your business and what are the three or four things you want to get out of CO space when you walk out that door.
Okay. When we met a couple of months ago, I purchased the domain name, the Small Business Backrub, and the Accounting Superstore. Just on Hello, you rattled off this amazing strategy that I had thought of, but there's no way I could have thought about it the way you did, and I'm trying to figure out what do I do next with that. I started doing accounting, small business management consulting, and taxes. That's just one of the things that I do. I started writing a book, and right now, job one is make the business, make money, so that I'm free to do the other things that I need to do. You had mentioned kind of like setting it up so that I can kind of franchise it out to these at-home workers that want to work at home, doing bookkeeping and stuff like that, and different price levels and stuff. I opened this office in November of last year. I had been doing what I do, helping people for years without charging and without paying. I officially went into business in 2009, but I didn't, you know, now I have office space. Now I have I've strategically positioned myself. People know me as like a tax expert because when it comes to taxes, they just love, they think I do magic, which I don't. I just know what I'm doing. And I just want to be able to be in a position where the business is doing what it's supposed to do, which is make money. Then I can give back, you know, to the community. I have a history, I have a testimony, which is why I started the book, which I had named one thing, and after talking to you, we changed it to You Are God's Miracle, which is, you know, we said we would, through CEO faith and all of that stuff, we would be able to take it and then make it a screenplay or something like that. From what I want right now from CEO space is I want to make the connections that I need to make so that I can have those accounts. And then any way I can give back, any way that I can help. You know, I've been talking to people about CEO space. At this meeting, the last marathon of miracles I had, a couple attend, and then I had another client of mine attend a workshop, and they were just blown away by everything that went on. One of them implemented some of the stuff that you mentioned, and they just had surgery early this month, so they said they might come to see Old Place now in August, and I'm trying to, see if that's going to be the case.
Tell them that I need you to come to network for me, and I'll network for you, and we'll get more business because we'll both network for each other, and that was Bernie's suggestion.
Okay. I will.
And tell him to get with Dr. Asher, A-S-H-E-R.
He'll help
Dr. Asher, A-S-H-E-R, when they get there. And he'll help them with any remaining healing acceleration that they need. He accelerates the healing process. Now, what I want you to do is consider that what you want to do when you're there is have a one-page document, and you want your face on it, and you want to have under it some all your contact information and your text information, and then you want to put overview, and you would put whichever you're going to use as your brand, and say that you do backroom accounting for small business, so they can free up their time to grow their business, and encourage them to outsource accounting and not in-house, and tell them that you use a weekly payable pack. So you have a big white envelope, and it has your address on it and your name of your company on it, and you it says payable pack. Rush this to your address. And every Friday, they put in all their payables for the week, and they send them to you. And then Monday, you enter them so they can see it online and see what's there. And you give them what I call is a cash report. You make a template, a little Excel report. And the template says, here's the cash on hand. Here's the amount we owe right now. Here's how much you'd have left. Here's the payable list. What percentage of these do you want to pay? What do you want to hold? And what do you want us to cut checks for? And it puts the whole payable list, and then on the side it says hold or cut check for. And they put in the dollar amount. Then you cut the checks and send them back to them, and they get the checks, paper clip to an envelope, and all they have to do is sign it, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it. And that's their payable. And now they have their balance sheet and their profit and loss statement 10 days after the first, and you do that for a fee.
Right.
And you beat each company, and it depends how many transactions and how where the business is. But you do it for startups, you do it for mid-range, you do it for all sizes, and you take it over and do it. And you say, so that paragraph, it explains it. Then under that, you put general pricing plans, and you put silver, so much a month, so many transactions. Gold, a higher amount, so many transactions. Platinum, a higher amount, much higher transactions. Custom, designed for your business specifically, on request. Then under that, you put, give me a CME card for a free audit on the money you'll save by letting us do your accounting. Give me a CME card for a free audit on the money you'll save for letting me do your accounting. And say, and then at the bottom put note, colon, we also save you a fortune on taxes by doing it right the first time.
Right.
Okay, and so you'll be so busy with that form and print up several hundred of those and hand those out to everybody, and you'll be so busy. You'll be busy in the first 90 minutes when you're down the lobby the first time you're down there. Just use that form. That's the secret to get the first business from CO Space. Everything else will take care of itself. but that is what you need to really do well. Then Shannon needs to get you to the pre-class website and just study that. It's about 3 hours of training on what to put in your suitcase, how to set your room up, what to do when you're downstairs, how to talk to people. It prepares you, gets you ready so you don't miss the opportunity even by 1 hour. You're getting all of the value hour by hour.
Okay.
It really will be good. And remember something else. You're able to run your business remotely.
Right.
So if you need to spend a bunch of time doing some client work, do it. If you need to call clients, etc., you can call them every 90 minutes. So you're never out of pocket. You can always get back to your clients. So people like coming 5 times a year in your business because they make so much money. They get their customers there. And they can still run their business while they're there. They're not stopping running their business. They're just switching locations. They're running it virtually. And, I mean, you're upstairs on a high bandwidth. Doing your Skype calls, doing telephone calls, entering into your QuickBooks information for your clients, and you're looking up with a cup of coffee at this gorgeous lake with ducks swimming across it, just having such a beautiful view, and then going back to work. And then you go downstairs and start meeting other clients and getting new clients.
Okay.
Now, you also learn a lot. If there's another prep I can give you, make a challenge list.
Okay.
These are the things that I need help on. And I think, from knowing you, all the things you need help on can be solved by one man. And
okay.
His name is Paul Hoyt. And Paul can take what we've designed and put it in a written business plan for you. And I'd trade out. I'd say, what do you charge to do a business plan? And he'll say, so much. And say, what if I took over your accounting, did your accounting, and you did my plan work? Why don't we trade out? And then I'll recommend my clients use you, and you recommend clients use me. And I have done your accounting. Why don't we do it that way? And he'll do it. And then you'll take over his accounting and say, I'll keep it very confidential. And you'll be an example. You'll be able to tell people, she's so good, I use her. That'll help me. And then my plan, I'll use your plan with other clients and say, this is the kind of plan he creates.
So one question that I did have was, should I bring my business plan to CEO stage?
You bet. I want Paul to look at it to make it better. He'll make it so much better. But remember, your business plan is going to become a plan. In other words, what you don't have right now, what is the umbrella name you're going to operate the company as?
The name of the business right now is Asher Businesses. And after we spoke, what I said I would do once we figured out how we were going to do all of this on the website, then I would just do the accounting superstore and just have like Asher Business Group as the parent silent company.
Yeah, that's what I do. And you go down to the county courthouse and you get a $25 business doing business as. You get a DBA license where Asher is doing business as accounting superstars. And do that before the class. Costs about $25. Then come to the class where the document, the one page you're putting on with your picture on it, at the top it says accounting superstars, and then the slogan. I gave you a slogan, but you want a slogan that says something powerful like, outsource your accounting and triple your profits. So you put outsource your accounting and triple your profits. And then what I would do is indicate to Paul Hoyt that you want the business plan to include an accounting superstar institute that certifies license holders who will open an accounting superstar license in Houston and in Denver and in Seattle and pay you $35,000 in front and 25% of the fee structure so that you're making an override on all the licensees.
Now, you had told You have, now you're saying star. Is it accounting superstar or accounting superstore, which is what I...
No. I'm saying S-T-A-R-S.
Okay, so that's a different one. I don't have that one.
But the reason... No, it's what you said. You said the... You have it as the accounting...
Superstore.
You have it as... Okay, accounting superstore. Well, that's fine. The accounting superstore is even... It's my first impulse was better. But as the accounting superstore, and then then you put, we do it all by outsourcing, and your profits triple. Because, and you tell them, you're flying blind. You don't know where you are week to week. When I get a hold of you, you now have taken the blinders off, and you see there's a mountain ahead, and you pull up. I get you over every mountain because you know what you're doing with your financials. And you also don't get behind on taxes and have all this water you're pouring in the bucket and you're paying late fees and penalties, et cetera, because you were flying blind. Let me take your blinders off. You never pay me. I'm only tax dollars. Tax dollars that you should have saved now go to me. I save you enough on taxes that you never pay anything for me. And you're doing it at $10 an hour. And it's stupid. You should be making a lot more than that as the owner of the business and let me get paid $10 an hour.
That's what I tell them.
Yeah, that's what you tell them. And they'll love it, and you'll really get busy. But with Paul, you tell them that I want to have stages and phases of building the business, having a lot of people work for me so I don't say no to growth. And I have another way of growing so that once you have... You know, you have to figure how many people can you handle in a week and have a good life? And when does it get beyond you? Then you need another person, and they can handle the same volume. So who's the other person? Well, you could get accounting majors that are majoring in accounting in their sophomore year or junior year.
Right, yeah.
And let them be interns at your place and get accounting experience. And pay them $10 an hour on a 2-year contract. And they also agree to replace themselves with another junior who's really good before they leave the college or junior college. Then you have a machine where you could have 50 of them always replacing themselves, and you never have to pay more than $10 an hour to have them do the work, and you keep all the profits. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
But Paul has to sit down and figure out with you, how many people can one person manage before you need another? Because you need to know that and plan it. Then once you have 2 or 3 or 4, have you made enough profit that you can now hire an office supervisor to manage it all? So you can step back from managing them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then at that point, you train one of the best of your people to be the trainer for the institute that starts training 10 and 20 who are paying you $35,000. So when you get 10 people paying you $35,000, honey, that's $350,000 per class for 10-day training. And they follow your systems models, use your payable prac, always your brand. So they're the accounting superstore for Houston, the accounting superstore for, you know, Denver and Atlanta and Cleveland, Ohio. And they own that city, and they're building that out, and they're following your practices and all of these systems we're talking about for adding people. And they pay you a percentage. And it could be a sliding percentage. They might pay, 10% of their income until they make $100,000, 15% of their income until they make $250,000, 20% of their income once they make $300,000 or more. 25% of their income and never any higher once they make $500,000. Now, what is the sliding scale for that? Paul needs to work that out with you. You need to do some real deep dive work because I'm giving you the problem of the formula we need, but the mechanics of that formula need a lot of detail and study and work over days to work it up. And Paul will help you do that. But you need to write down for Paul very specifically the thing, here are the job tasks I need you to help me with. I need to get a finished investment-grade business plan. I need the business plan I'm having to include elements I don't have in it. Two, I need to get a formula for how many people I can manage, and then bringing in interns, how many each of them can manage. Three, I need to know when I have enough of those interns and the profits are enough that I can support with a profit an office manager who can take over managing the group so I can step back. And they keep adding interns. Then I need to know how many interns can be managed by one office manager and when do I need a second office manager. So I have one per, probably 25. But maybe Paul will think it's one per 15. But that's also a monetary thing. You know, if you can do one per 25, you make a lot more money. So is it one per 25? Is it one per 50? How many can one office manager manage? And then we know every time we get 50, we need another office manager. Then we need another office manager. And so how do we do that? So we know how to do it. Then we need to build the institute up. And the institute is putting people up with that model. Now that that model's perfected, that becomes the business plan and procedure manual for all the rest of the operators in cities. Then you move into the institute, now that that's all perfected and proven over 3 years. Then you start selling the city licenses. And now you have a company that's really worth a lot of money. And Paul helps you work out those details. Now, if you have a challenge, how do I do this? How do I do that? The littlest thing to the biggest thing. Stuff that keeps you up at night. Just if you're in the shower, if you're in bed and something hits you, get up and put it on the yellow pad, CEO space challenge list. And write down your whole challenge list. Might be 15 pages, a little bullet point. Then Paul takes care and removes all of them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now,
so there you go.
Thank you. On the price point for the right now my standard fee ranges from $95 to $125 per hour. If someone signs a contract or retains me for a period of 1 year, they get a reduced rate. And I do their taxes at the end of the year as well, which is an additional fee because that's not included as a part of regular accounting service. But for pricing out like this...
But it's the same thing, honey. The business does not want to pay you an open-ended hourly fee.
Right.
They want to pay you a flat rate that they know what they can budget. And you should know that with a business that has so many transactions, your average fee per year is X. Divide that into monthly so they can see the monthly payment and put down a 3-year contract, X dollars a month. A 2-year contract, make it 50% higher. 1-year contract, 75% higher. And no contract, 100% of your contract rate. So the best thing is to buy silver, gold, or platinum. The difference is how many transactions. On a flat rate annual, include your taxes. And you're making actually more profit than you would by the hour. And you've got a 3-year guaranteed contract because they want the cheaper rate. And the little boxes show that. They show the higher price for a 2-year contract, a 1-year contract, and no contract.
So would it be safe to say then that the platinum would be like a 3-year contract?
They're all 3-year contracts, and they charge a rate that includes how many transactions. So say it's for a year, it's $350 a month, $4,000 a year, including taxes. For a company that does 50 or less transactions a month, and you put one, you know, transactions 1 to 50. And I'm just giving this as a throwaway. Paul will help you do this, but now you say I could still make money at 4,000 a year. I start to lose money if the transaction volume is X. We don't know what that is. We got to figure that out. So then we say when it's X, you move to the gold contract, and that is X to the next level. Like at X, you're paying 1,500 a month instead of 3,350. And that is, you know, 15,000 a year. Now maybe it's 1,000 a month, and it's 12,000 a year. And the 1,000 a month has gone up from 350 because their transaction volume is at a higher category. And as that transaction volume grows, you're not changing their fee because you're covering it from the low to a next high point that is double X, where we can't make money at that next high point. Then it goes to platinum. And platinum is whatever, you know, 1,500 to 2,500 a month, you know, 30,000 a year. And you're able to do their volume and their transactions. Then under that, for the higher than triple X, you put custom bid. And we'll fit any budget. And so you'll fit any budget. And so you, high or low. And so then you customize the bid. Now, in those boxes, you're also putting at 350 for silver that if it's a two-year contract, it's 450. If it's a one-year contract, it's 500. If it's no contract, it's 1,000 a month. And say, the reason is I have to assume that I can't get permanent staff under a long-term three-year contract at a fixed rate. I have to pay a lot more money for temporary help to work on your account because I can't assign you to my permanent staff without a three-year guarantee because they work for less because I've given them a three-year contract and I can charge less. But if I have no contract with my employees, they charge me more by the hour, and I have to charge you more. I have to pass it along. So my contract clients get the lower rate because my contract employees charge me less. It's just that way. So I pass the savings on to you, and that's what I do in my business. They understand that, and they'll say, I pay for loyalty, and you pay for loyalty. I get better employees. They get to know your account. They're not going to turn over on you. You can always access your account manager. And they do a good job. And that's how you do it. You see how that works? Yeah. And say, I can't do it any other way. This is the lowest price you'll ever get. It'll always cost you more if you do it, and you won't get your reports on time. You will never, 10 days after the first, have a profit and loss in the balance sheet. I will always give it to you. And if you just give them that profit and loss and balance sheet, and you know when you do your final posting and the final payroll bubble hack at the end of the year, month, I mean, in 10 days, you just push a button. If it's entered in Quicken, you just push a button. It spits it out. You don't have to do anything. I mean, it's not like you have to make, you're not making final year-end adjustments. You only do that once a year when you do taxes. So you're not making the final deductions. You're just doing whatever Quicken is put in for depreciation on the car. Etc. You're not doing adjustments. So you're just giving them a quick and dirty balance sheet and profit and loss. But it helps them steer their business. And once a week, getting that cash report, and you say, we have a proprietary, nobody does it cash report. And it shows you once a week how much money's in the bank, how much you can just see the change up or down from last report. You can see where your payables are, how much you have left to run your business, and you decide how much we pay to preserve your cash. And it gives them all their credit cards, everything. And it's just a little box. It's just a little summary. You don't put all the credit cards individually except down in the payable report. You put them in your proprietary box. It's just a summary report that says, here's the total in your bank accounts, each bank account total cash. Here's the total obligations. Here's the total credit card obligations. And then you put surplus or minus, and you put how much their surplus or minus. So they can see if they're going up or down and start to work on it. Every week they're able to improve, and they can work on it. They see where they're going. They don't know. They're flying blind otherwise, almost all of them. So that my cash report is how the executives run their business. And I'm told all the time that I'm worth my weight in gold just for the weekly cash report because it lets them take the blinders off and they're flying their airplane, seeing the mountains ahead. They're able to pull up. and they pull up in time. Otherwise, they hit the darn mountain, didn't know what hit them. I mean, if you're flying in fog, let me help you, man. Let me get you some instruments so you know how to fly around the damn mountain.
Right.
They're all going to buy you for that. And so now, the brain is no longer saying, should I use you for accounting? The brain can only solve one problem at a time. It can never solve two at a time. So you gave the brain the problem. Which way are you going to buy me? And it has to now buy you. And it's remembering, if I outsource accounting, I triple my profits. It keep playing that over and over in your mind. Because at the top of the page they're looking at, it says that in italics underneath the name, Accounting Superstore. And just say, you know, I'm America's small business accounting firm. Almost all the accountants specialize in individuals, and they don't understand the small business world. I understand small business and all your deductions, and I specialize in it, and I'm the entrepreneur's first choice. Put a little flyer together. The flyer says, Entrepreneur Superstore has a picture of, I don't know. I'd say it has a picture that says it's an IRS envelope that you've dummied up on Photoshop or something, and you've got them sitting in the office, and you put on it, you type on it in bold caps just from your printer, and it's the back of a real IRS envelope, and it says tax refund, handle carefully, tax refund inside. And that's on the cover of the flyer. So there's tax, you know, the accounting superstore, and then this big art of tax refund, handle carefully, IRS. Then under it, it says, outsource your accounting, ... triple your profit. Then you open it up, and it says, America's Small Business Accounting Superstore. We invented the superstore to specialize in small business in the entrepreneur age. Accountants were generally specializing in individual tax filing. We know that the executives who own a business need special tax filing because they have special deductions coming. I want the tax refund notice you're seeing on the flyer of my brochure. I want that to be in your mailbox, and I fight for you to get it. So we do a much better job for your business, and when you own a business, we do a much better job for you. The other side says, knowledge is power. And then it says, what you don't know can kill you, financially and with taxes. Have you ever had a tax lien? Have you ever had, were you underpaid and you had to pay late fees, penalties, because your accountant screwed up? Have you ever been flying blind and you didn't know when to pull up to miss the mountain? We know what that's like. Let us take your blinders off, and we do that in the following way. The benefits of our outsourced accounting include, one, weekly payable tax. Stop paying the bills and worrying about them. Put all your bills in an envelope and send them to us. Two, weekly accounting summary report. We give you a unique cash flow report that we perfected for small business. Your blinders are off and you know where you are every moment. Two, we pay all your bills, send you the checks and envelopes, you sign them and send them. Three, or four, you set up the amount we pay, the amount to hold, the percentages to pay, so you control your own cash and keep your own reserves, and you're no longer flying blind. That's every week, so you know before you go. Five, we set up lowering your taxes quarterly. We make sure you're never late, and you won't have tax liens, penalties, or underpayments, and so you're not going to pay those fines. And the money you pay us is always offset by the taxes we save. It costs nothing to use us. It costs a fortune to lose us. Then you come up with the next number, and you put monthly profit and loss and balance sheet, - you never get them, - with the accounting superstore, you always get them, - take the blinders off, you won't be blind, monthly reports guaranteed 12 times a year, final number, IRS quarterly payments and annual tax filing. Our contract customers get a lower rate because we're charged a lower rate by our contract employees. We pass it on to you. When you're a contract customer, we include your taxes as part of the deal. When you're outside a contract and you pay a known contract higher fee, we also include the taxes, but you're paying too much. You should be on a three-year contract and pay the lower fee. So our request is choose the way you want to buy us, sign your contract, and get engaged today. And then our people no longer do their accounting in-house or with inferior talent. They use the accounting superstore specializing in Small Business America, and they use it because we're better, we're faster, we're accurate, we're always on time. And our contract partners understand one rule. They're far too busy earning a fortune to have any time struggling to make a living. We make sure your focus is on your fortune and not the hourly accounting tasking that you should have never done in the first place. Do it right the first time and sleep like a baby every single night, because now you're in control of your business and you're no longer flying blind. And then the back of the folder says, how to engage accounting superstars. And it repeats in colored blocks the silver, gold, platinum, including 3-year, 2-year much higher price, 1-year much higher price, and no contract super high price, all the way down to custom bid. And those blocks are right there, and then all your contact information. This is all on tape. You can take it off tape, type up the brochure using my words, then go to Kinko's and print them for $50, have enough to hand out there, along with the one-page flyer that's also on tape. And you're going to be so busy. I mean, Shannon, you know what I just did will do at CEO Space, what will happen. And that will also help Paul. That'll help Paul more than her business plan to see what she's really got. So I just framed in the business, framed in the pricing model, framed in the structure, and gave you the copy for the marketing. Is that good?
Everything. Yeah. That was amazing.
Does that feel full?
Yeah.
Thank you, Bernie.
Remember, it's on tape, honey, so you just play the tape back and type while you go. This weekend, type it up, and next week, take it to Kinko's and print it up. Get your colors the way you want it. But make sure on the back, wherever you show the silver, gold, platinum, make sure it's in a big box that has colored boxes. So there's a silver box, there's a gold box, there's a platinum box, and there's a bid, a no contract, or a custom box. And in each of the boxes, it has a 3-year lower contract. It has a 2-year contract, a 1-year contract. And remember, these are starters. We can adjust the price as we go. This may be, it may be these first clients from CEO Space, the only ones that get that price. And then later, you raise the price and you have a higher price. But what I want you to do is have the colors. It's not that silver is silver. The silver may be a pastel red, because it's, you know, silver's like danger in our to us emotionally, you know.
Yeah.
Red says stop. And so then we have gold as green, because green is money and success, etc. And then platinum might be blue, because that's soft, and that's where we go to water and go to heal, and it's very healing. And then the platinum, the custom bid might be gold, like that's the bigger client, that's the most big client we got. And then, you use the colors to sell, color sells. And so when you design it, you know, just changing the background in those boxes is a click, it's not hard. But just get it where you want it and how you like it. Then I'd run it over to Shannon. She's very good at this as far as design and visual stuff, and then let Shannon plus it, because she may change it a bit. Tell her how she's reacting emotionally, and then when you get it emotionally right and you and Shannon agree, then go to the printer and print. Is that good?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie.
We do good?
Yep. Yes, awesome.
And I just, Linda, when we talk about business building, I realize you're not used to this level of expert consulting, but this is what you deserve, honey. We don't say hello, and we don't have foreplay. We just have great sex.
Thank you.
In business, well, I'm just saying, in business, you don't need a big tease and a rose in my mouth to do the tango. You know,
right.
We need to get, yeah, we need to go in the water and get wet and start swimming. And so what we're doing is, you know, going right into the pool and building the business. We're business builders. We don't fool around. We don't do a lot of, you know, it's when you come to experts and they start to put you, and we have this, Shannon, and I always want you to be spotting it now. You've been around us long enough. When people are a couple of our consultants, and you see on Facebook they're on a retreat, and they've got just a whole room full of paper on sheets that they're putting around the room, and they're 3 days, and they spend $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, and these coaches are there, and they're extracting from them all these processes about how they emotionally feel about their company and what their core messages are, and they're just going through all these questions, and the person is feeling like they're diving into things that they never talked about or done before, and they walk away. And what happens is you could take all that paper and roll it up and go make a beach fire. Nothing's going to get done. They haven't told them what to do. They haven't got them on a track to build their business. And it's the type of consulting that makes me crazy. It's like if you're an expert, then you understand what that business is doing and what its needs are. Give them the step-by-step answers that they can implement right away, go do right away, and get done. That's why they're coming to this level of expertise. And anything less than that is just, I had some branding guys in the 90s, you know, Shannon, and I terminated them because they take 25 grand and they go through a process of how their emotional connection was to the brand. And I tried to train them, and I tried to tell them, and I said, look, you're the expert. Find out what they're doing, recast it, and give them the brand solution, Accounting Superstore, and get them to get the URL and come out under the brand umbrella, and get them moving so they have a better brand, and they now get a concentric integration, and they reduce the impression time. They're not going one impression, two impression, three impression, four impression, five impression, six meeting, seven meeting, eight meeting, ninth meeting, tenth meeting, 11th meeting, 12th meeting. 9 months later, they try you, and they don't even sign a contract. And it's 12 months of impressions. What if my new flyer and my way of doing it, I could make a first impression, a second impression, and they buy you in the third time, right there at CO Space? What's the difference to your business and that most of your clients are a three-year contract? And let me give you on tape a couple clauses. You want a clause that says this contract means it is hereby agreed this contract may not be terminated prior to three-year term, and any prior termination requires a full payment of the entire 3 years with business damages, business interruption, all collection costs, investigation costs, court costs, printing costs, and legal fees paid by the person signing this contract without recourse to Accounting Superstore, and that Accounting Superstore has a right to all business damages, penalties, interest, and if there are late fees and penalties, if contractor pays monthly invoices later than 15 days, a stipulated damage fee of a a stipulated damage fee of $500 will be added to that monthly invoice, along with collection costs and reasonable interest and late fees upon. Failure to pay invoices for 3 months, client will be obligated for the full three-year invoice, and client personally guarantees the contract as well as the corporate guarantee. So there's a personal guarantee. Full recourse to the individual for the contract, including collection and legal fees to collect, remain the sole obligation of the contract signer. The jurisdiction for this contract will be the state of Florida, may not be challenged. And in dispute settlement, each party pays their own dispute settlement fee regardless of outcome. and may not have recourse to the other, except in the event of late payment or early contract termination, in which event all clauses defining those terms and conditions and penalties are stipulated to apply, are non-recourse in nature, and may not be substituted or challenged by the contractor now or in the future. And so you say, I'm giving you low rates, but I have to be paid 15 days, and I send you the check. I send it to you. But out of all the bills you pay, never pay me late, because if you pay the accountant late, all sorts of bad things happen. And the reason is, I've got people hired on a 3-year contract to serve you, and you can't cheat me, because I'll have to pay them whether you do or not, and you're going to pay them no matter what. And that's why I have personal guarantees on these contracts. I give you the lowest fee, and all you have to do is make sure I'm paid within 15 days of invoice.
Awesome. Thank you, Bernie.
So that'll help you when you put your contract to them, and you need to have whatever language you have, add that in. Okay, so that's just, I mean, an attorney will charge you a lot of money for those clauses, and you got them free on this call.
Awesome. Thank you, Bernie. It's after one. I know you have another
call. Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.